The MPO Kodi, when you have 4 years, so I guess every month I said when you have 4 years, and so Chobi, what the MP 12 years, 20 years, blah.
On the day the NDC announced Professor Jane Nana Akpokwuagyeman as John Mahama's running mate, the death of Deputy Finance Minister John Kumah left shockwaves across the political divide. The death of the young politician, 45 years, brought sitting in Parliament today to an abrupt end. There have been tributes already beginning to pour in from across the political divide. The President himself has been speaking about this, and we will bring you that pretty shortly. We'll also bring you the very latest and what is happening in the Ashanti region. And it's to the Ashanti region where I go right now, to his constituency, where he was a sitting member of Parliament. My colleague, Nana Bwachi Yadom, is in his house right now, has been talking to people there.
It has been a very sad day here in the Ejusu constituency, especially at the house of the late MP for the constituency, who doubles as Deputy Finance Minister John Ampiachum Kumah. Well, his demise has really brought a lot of constituents into a very sad mood. Since 2 p.m. when the news really got out there, some of them have been saddened and have been coming into the family house to mourn with the family. We are currently in the house of the former MP, or the late MP, John Ampiachum Kumah, and you can see a number of constituents from the Ejusu constituency, party faithfuls, who are gathered here to mourn with the family. They are saddened by what has happened to them today, especially in a mood when they really did not expect this to come into. Party executives have been here. The party chairman, I mean, for the Ejusu constituency has been here. He says he would not want to speak to the matter because he's saddened by the news. Not long ago, you know that the MP, John Ampiachum Kumah, donated some amount of money to the Ejusu Senior High School after rains took off their roof. And so this thing coming out has been a very sad one for the constituents and residents of the Ejusu constituency. We are being told that yesterday he was expected to be at the Independence Day parade in the constituency, but when his illness really got critical, he was unable to attend. And so he got into his room. He was in his house here with his wife, his family, up until today when the news got out there that he was no more. But then he was being taken to Accra for him to board his flight to Germany to receive treatment. On his way, he passed on at the Suhum Government Hospital. I have a spokesperson here with me to tell us more about what really happened, and because he was really with him, and what he knows could have led to this unfortunate death. Thank you. You're live on Joy News. Tell us more about what really happened today.
Well, it's a sad news. MP came to constituency last Tuesday for a 6 March parade. So he was supposed to come to parade grounds yesterday. Unfortunately, he could not come. So we decided to call one of his doctors from Accra. So the doctor came yesterday, and he was in medication. So it came to a situation where he need to board a flight to Accra so that he take to Germany. Unfortunately, he was not fit to board a flight. So his wife came, and obviously his mom and dad is around. So we decided to brought ambulance to take him to Accra. And his senior brother was also standing by. His office were doing everything possible for him to travel tonight. When they passed to Suhum, the situation get critical. So they take him to Suhum Hospital. When he died, they pronounced him dead. So that is the situation. It was a news we least expected, because Dr. John Kumah, we know, is called Amansambuafo. In fact, people call him Amansambuafo. Emebroni Daso. Well, he's somebody when you come to Dr. John Ampuntie Kumah, you know, if cannot solve your problems, or at least he will solve some. So it's a tragedy. It's black Thursday for us, and Ejusu constituency. we are mourning our MP, our boss, our friend. Nkrumah is a very humble person, extremely humble. So it's great, terrible news to us.
Looking at the work that he has done in the constituency, you call him the Amansan Boafo. I can see a number of constituents coming here to mourn with the family. What is the state of his family at the moment? I know definitely it's a sad one in there, but then are they fine? Are they okay? How did they really receive the news?
His mom and dad, they are aged, because they're about 10 days ago where his dad celebrated his 75th birthday. So it's not easy. They are taking enough pain. Yes, unfortunately he was with his wife. That happened when the situation happened. So his wife is in Accra right now. That is what I can say.
Okay, so his wife and his children, they are all in Accra?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And that is the spokesperson for the Member of Parliament for the Ejusu constituency and Deputy Finance Minister John Ampiachum Kuma. And he says that the family, especially his wife and his children, are all in Accra, going to mourn with the other family members there. But then inside his private residence here in the Ejusu constituency, you have a number of residents who've been here who are crying, who are mourning, who are saddened by what has happened today. They say it is a Black Thursday for them, and so they really are saddened by the news after it broke. Let me.
And that there is Nana Bwachi Yadom, they're reporting from the residence of the Deputy Finance Minister, who tonight is no more with us. He passed, as we've been hearing earlier today. And I want to bring in right now the Ashanti Regional Minister, Simon Osei Mensah, who joins us on the telephone line right now. Mr. Simon, thanks for timing on Top Story. Hello, Mr. Simon. Hello, Mr. Simon. I'll get his attention pretty shortly. And he's a man who knew John Kuma closely, his constituency at the time. He himself was a stalwart in the as far as Ashanti region is concerned, in the constituency that he himself was the MP of, shared a border. And so they were very close. He joins us now. Mr. Samosemisa, thanks for the time. You're on Top Story.
Thank you very much.
It is indeed a tragic day, and I know you knew him very, very well. What have you been told? What happened, really?
All right, thank you very much. And greetings, Dr. Council. But very unfortunately, this was a candle blew something in our heart. Actually, Honorable, I've known Honorable John Kuma for a long while, even before he became Member of Parliament. Actually, when he later the intention of contesting the local seat, that time I was a Member of Parliament for some time. He even approached me. We had discussions. And that time, we've been very, very close friends. We share common friends. For instance, Mr. Atabinte, who is CEO of Gunita Justice, is a common friend. The former Chief Justice, His Lordship, Emin Yabua, is a common friend. The one, Dr. Bwachi. So we meet, talk to him, and have very fruitful discussion quite often. Just about a week ago, or a little above a week, in the evening met at Offensive Management Program at Gabin. And we were together having several conversations. Even before then, he had paid a courtesy call on me together with the new finance minister, Honorable Amin Adam. And we had very good discussion. So then I told him that, John, now I think you're looking better. And then he said, yes, after coming or returning from Germany, now things are far, far better. and can say that I'm very healthy. Nobody thought he was going to die. It's a dumb, brilliant guy who has a very bright future. And to lose such a man at this time, it's a big blow to our country. It's a big blow to our party. It's a big blow to this country. I think our faith of rather that if the lack of the need to do what we do, I can't complain. If they didn't think all I do, and just as a way of talking for not having the family about. Let's talk later. I beg you.
And I know this is a very difficult moment for you. And you talked about the fact that you told him when you saw him that he was looking better. And that, as you can imagine, is a very, very difficult time for a lot of people who knew him. As Simon Osei Mensah is the Ashanti Regional Minister. When he was a MP, his constituency shared a boundary with his in the Jisoo. They were very close. He's just given us an insight into what may have happened to him there. He wasn't well. He's been to Germany, as you just heard him say, receiving some medical attention. Return, he says he saw him and told him that he was looking better. And he responded yes. After the treatment he received, he was recovering. Nobody expected that this tragic outcome is what indeed would have happened. I want to bring in my colleague, Nanabuachi Yadom, who has been in his house right now. Nanabuachi Yadom is on the line with us, and he's going to give us a bit more. And Nana, you've been in his house. I've heard you talk to his spokesperson about what really happened. From the narration that he gave, he may have given up the ghost in the Suhum Hospital.
Yes. Actually, in fact, I wasn't aware that he even came for the weekend. It was later when I heard of the death. Evans.
Mr. Semenso is still with me, and I want to hear him. Mr. Semenso, you were making the point about where he died.
Yes, actually, when I heard of the death today, then I called the constituency chairman for briefing. At that time, I was told that he came down to the constituency with the intention of attending the 5th March parade. Unfortunately, during the night, he fell sick and could not make it to the parade ground. So he requested the constituency chairman to represent him, at the parade. And then, during the night itself, the condition was getting worse, and decided to rush him to Accra so that he could explain to Germany for further checkup. It was on the way that they had to branch to Suhum Hospital because they realized that the situation was deteriorating very, very fast. Very, very fast. And at the hospital that he could not be. It's a very sad situation, a very particular situation. Both for the family, for people of Ashanti region. The New Patriotic Party, the government, the country as a whole.
From what you say, he's been unwell for some time.
Well, even he went to Germany for treatment before the Christmas holiday. So he was rushing back so that he could explain to Germany for further medical attention. And that is when he couldn't make it on the way to Accra. You know, they had wanted to do the domestic flight. They realized the condition was that it was more risky. So the best thing was to use with an ambulance.
As I'm driving from Kumasi to Accra and then airlifting from Accra to Kaduna International Airport to Germany.
Because, you know, the domestic flight, they were not sure if we got to West on the flight, there was no medical doctor to take care. So they felt in an ambulance with medical doctor. Yes, so that the medical team could have taken care until he got to Accra. And then efforts were being made to for him to fly to Germany to go and continue on with the medication. That is on the way that he could even.
I mean, it's a tragic day indeed. Do we know what really was wrong with him?
I can't tell because I don't have his medical report. Even it was when he paid a courtesy call me with the new finance minister that he informed me that he just returned from Germany. Yeah, for medical checkup. So I couldn't discuss with him what was actually wrong. That one I couldn't do.
We've lost him, obviously, in a tragic circumstances. How do you remember him? What's your fondest memory of him?
I think I've said it earlier. I remember this is an affable guy, very humble. He loves everybody, both the young and old, both superiors. So he has been my friend. As I said earlier, we have common friends. And I mentioned some of them, like Mr. Chabimpa, who is the CEO for Nima Industry, the former Chief Justice, Dr. Buacho of Anuem Clinic, the constituency chairman of Ejoso. We are all friends. The constituency chairman for Ejoso has been my friend for almost 30 years. Although there are several common friends, and we have been meeting to have general discussions, some of them about the party, some of them about the region, especially when it comes to the road sector, how he could help us get some payment for some of the contractors. So he's been very friend. And I've known him when I was member of parliament for Bosumtwi, when he had the intention of contesting as a member of parliament. Because we share boundary, he came to me for us to have some discussion. And since that time, I've known him. He's a very brilliant, intelligent guy. It's painful that we've lost such a person.
And our condolences indeed to yourself, and especially to the wife and the six children. And then there's a lot that we are beginning to learn tonight about the circumstances surrounding the death of the Deputy Finance Minister, John Kuma. And as you can hear in the background, we've just been listening there to Simon Osei Mensah, who is the Ashanti Regional Minister, talking to us. But you could hear just see the devastation in the background, the wailing and the crying that has engulfed the constituency. My colleague, Nanabuachi Yadom, has been talking to the constituents, and he joins us right now. And then you've been to both the party office and also to his residence, and it's a pretty mournful period, is it not? I mean, the sort of testimonies you're hearing of who he was, but also the sheer tragedy that has befallen the people there, and he expressing it and not holding back. A few people my colleague spoke to, talking to him a short while ago.
Something. Me kura ni kano di kafre mno frame fi frata us na mi se nye no kure manye ni. Nti me ne ne je chinyi no se abige me ka sema oji ma chinyi wo kura se wo fie na mi se mi wo fie. Nti okati mi na mi se da bi me frame mi PM. Na mi frame mi PM. Nti me frame PM na se mi PM zuzu. Na mi wo kwa kura ma fazo ma bo. Afa mi u dia mi nye. Me PM mi boni o. Ni pa boni fu bi e di e wu.
Okay, so what she is trying to say is that she heard of the news from her PM in the afternoon. When she first heard it from elsewhere, she really did not believe it, but then she had to confirm from one of the party executives, and then upon calling the party executive, she got the confirmation that indeed the Member of Parliament for the Ejusu constituency is no more. Money John and Pietrum Kuma at the constituency had him say no. Emuta say, Onimudin is saying,
Don't dear, when you are bad in a year, Onimakwala, Onimpenini, what did you say to Mukra or Betty, Antlaneho, what boy a bed break, Joshua Tuni, dear, my son, Boafua, no, I just say, I'm raining nature, I say, oh, Boabia, and your German game who say, Yeah, Fama Bunukra, you maw, Joshua, and you're not working anymore. I'm a grad, yeah, and rank one, Ponimidi, grand, let me name some young people. Men, I mean, if some young people who know and run one on the midding cry, Nasa on himself, Benjamin, Namisudia, Naminim.
Well, she's really saddened by the news. She's
Baba, Nami were from me, see, and where from me, I am mammy. Oh, mammy, what banner is who, or what can I mean, my yenny? My yanny, Metsia, I'm crossing for you now, but I was
And a pretty tragic moment there in the house of the late Deputy Finance Minister. I want to take it to Parliament now, and my colleague Kweku Asante joins me right now on the line. And Kweku, today Parliament was forced to adjourn when they heard the news. Has this now been formally communicated to the House?
I want to say, quite coincidentally, MPs were discussing matters of death of their own colleagues. We're paying tribute to some tools were already passed on. And it was amidst that conversation that a message was passed to the Speaker of Parliament. And I was just looking at him in that reaction. He just slumped back into his chair. And he was speaking, but for the next 5-10 seconds, the Speaker of Parliament, Urban Bagwin, was just quiet. He was quiet for some time, and the news was filtering to the minority and majority leaderships were all conferring among themselves. And it was at that time that we got the indication that some really bad news had come. And then the Speaker of Parliament just spoke that certain matters have compelled him to suspend matters. He suspends that sitting for about 10, 20 minutes. The House came back with leadership having been conversing about this death of the former Deputy Finance Minister and Member of Parliament for Ejusu, who was actually in Parliament this week. And so, officially, MPs have not been informed because the Speaker of Parliament would want to wait for the family to inform him about this death. But because of the agent of the nature and how the mood of the House had become, the Deputy Finance Minister, I could sense that she was weeping uncontrollably whilst on the floor. The Finance Ministry issues and all these things that have come up, the Speaker of Parliament decided, together with leadership, that the House could not continue doing the business that he has scheduled to do, and they had to adjourn.
Is accordingly suspended. For good reason, the House will have to adjourn.
And Kweku, you make the point that even before this became an issue on the floor and before parliamentarians got to know that this tragic event had indeed happened, they were already talking about the health of MPs.
In fact, Muntaka Mubarak and other MPs were eulogizing some two MPs who have already passed on. And Muntaka Mubarak makes the point about the need for MPs to take care of themselves, and that indeed, if an MP were to fall right now and were dead, even before the person would be buried, people would be clamoring for their seats. And so it is important for MPs to put their health first and ensure that they are almost always in good health.
Because beyond this house, believe me, nobody thinks about you. If you think anybody will be thinking about you, forget it. Look, I don't know, you. Those in the chamber today, you are lucky you've not seen any by-election. That result, we had Kumo. You see your colleague coffin is there. And people are already wearing t-shirt and dancing around and jumping to replace him. Nobody's thinking about his family. Nobody's thinking about children. Nobody's thinking about how the family are, the pain they are going through. They are just happily to replace him. So each of us who is sitting here, if you think you are this important, I'm reminding you, you are not important at all to anybody, including your own constituents. Let us build a family here. If you are sick and you have served this chamber for even 4 years, why can't the state take care of you? Somebody who has served 20 years, the state couldn't take care of him. He has to lament to go back home and die. Today is Lokwamo, Honorable Lokwamo. Who knows, tomorrow it could be me. Who knows, it could be you. But we are not talking about the things that will protect each and every one of us beyond this chamber.
And quickly, the first Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Joe Sozu, who also comes from the Ashanti region, also had the word of advice for his own colleagues.
Yes, in fact, following from the lead that Muntaka Mubarak had set, he also makes the point that MPs are not so important to their constituents just in terms of what they can provide. And so it is almost always important for these persons to ensure that they are in good health.
And Kweku, thank you very much for that. The reports there from Parliament today where the House was forced to adjourn on the back of the tragic news that the Deputy Finance Minister, John Kuma, had passed. And indeed, today, we're beginning to learn a bit more about the work he did, both as a youth activist, but also as the CEO of the NYEP, but also as the Deputy Finance Minister. So who was he? Maswala Wagba picks up the story.